Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I am your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a professional turned entrepreneur, Ahana Gautam from Bombay, India. Ahana, welcome to the show.
Ashutosh, thank you so much for having me. It was truly inspiring to hear your own journey, and I'm so looking forward to this conversation.
Thank you so much. Ahana is the CEO and co-founder of Open Secret, which is one of the fastest growing F&B brands. She's earlier worked with P&G and General Mills in India and America, and she's an alumnus of IIT Bombay and Harvard Business School. So Ahana, let's start talking about Open Secret, and I can see your byline, which is Unjunking Snacks for Families, behind you. Now you call it Unjunking Your Favorite Snacks. Tell me about this venture and the background for selecting this unusual name, Open Secret.
Absolutely. I'll tell you a little, like a small story. When I was starting Open Secret, and let me, before I talk about the brand name, let me also share why we exist, how this brand came into existence. Mm-hmm. And this actually goes back to my own childhood. I grew up in a small city of Rajasthan called Bharatpur. Mm-hmm. I was raised by a single working mother. Mm-hmm. I remember I used to come back from school, I would go to the kitchen, would open all the like junk food and would eat it. And literally was like 3x my current size. So was a very, very overweight kid. And then fast forward, when I was studying in the US for my MBA at Harvard Business School, you go for your grocery shopping, you go to Whole Foods and you go to Trader Joe's, and you see that, okay, the store look very different. There's so many varieties if you think about like healthy, tasty and convenient snacking. And at the same time, I was also observing what is happening back in India. Like Mr. and sister-in-law was going through the same struggle in finding just one brand which stands for convenient, healthy and tasty snacking. Mm-hmm. And there were none. And it made me wonder that if you think about India, everyone keeps talking about the innovation, right? Especially in technology like 3G, 4G, 5G. But look at the snacks which are currently there in our household, in our kitchen. There was no innovation. So that was my motivation personally to start a brand which stands for unjunking, because food is very local. You want to eat what you love to eat, right? You don't want to change the habits. Mm. We want to give you an unjunked version. And when we were thinking about unjunking, we thought, how should we do about unjunking? Like, how should we go about it? And a lot of people gave me this idea that, you know, what you should do, you should attack the guilt of the mother. Mm-hmm. Say, how dare you give this to Maida cookie to your kid? And I said, you know, this is not who we are. If I have to ask you, you know, what is the healthiest and tastiest food? Unanimously, everyone would say something made by my mama ke hath ka khana, right? Mm-hmm. When you think about food, it's generations old, right? We have unnecessarily complicated this simple equation. And I truly believe the older the problem, the older the solution is. Correct. And we know that, you know, our mothers have known the best for us. And the whole idea was that the secret already exists with them. Mm-hmm. What we want to do on this journey is our mothers are the North Stars. Mm-hmm. And that's the real secret. That's the name Open Secret. And to be very honest, Ashutosh, we launched this a little over 2 years. Since then, we've expanded into 10 categories.
Okay.
Chips, chocolates, brownie, bhujia. And all of this has been by following what the mothers have been asking us, what to unjunk, how to unjunk. And I'll give you a small example. Like with cookie, I said, what do you not like about the cookie? She said, I don't like the maida. Mm-hmm. So we removed the maida and we added 40 to 50% nuts. One of its kind cookie, the first one in India, a nutty cookie that we launched. And similar, all the subsequent launches has been just to follow the mother. And she is the chief product officer at Open Secret. So that's a real secret. We don't take credit for any of the products that we have launched because she has been a guiding star on this journey.
Amazing. Amazing. What an amazing story. So as you have started to build Open Secret, before I go further, tell me, how do you define unjunking?
You know, when you think about snacks and when you think about meals in India, right? food in India has been so spiritual. Like your meals, your lunch and your dinner, aap kal ka bhi nahi khate. You don't even eat kal ka khana, you eat fresh. So where did junk enter into the households in India? It entered when the packaged food entered via the snacking moments.
Correct.
That's what we were thinking, that, you know, when it came with cookies, where maida came into picture, or whether it came via chips, where fried and potato came into picture, or whether it chocolate with like refined sugar came into picture. So we identified there are so many snacking moments. And I think on one day, let's take an example of a tiffin snack for a kid, right? Mm-hmm. Monday, you might want to put a cookie, but rather than, and the kid wants to eat a cookie, right? Or your husband wants to take something in the dabba also. Mm-hmm. Rather than giving like a maida cookie, you're giving a nutty cookie, mm-hmm. Which I've said how we are unjunking. Similarly, on Tuesday, you want to give some variety. So you might want to give them a chocolate, but our chocolates are not made up of refined sugar. We have actually made it with jaggery. It took a lot of trial and error, but that's what we did. And then we said chips, and the chips are made with 7 super grains, jowar, bajra, all the good grains that you can think of in India, without, and it's not fried, it's baked. So these are some of the unjunking that we have done, again, following the mothers, what they have been asking us, so that Monday to Saturday, whatever comes to your mind, any snack that comes to your mind, you will have an unjunk version at opensecret.in. That's the whole idea.
Amazing, amazing. And what goes into developing such a vast range of products, other than, of course, the inputs that the moms give you?
The first and foremost is the taste. You know, a lot of people say in India, people only want to eat tasty. Let me tell you, it's not just India, it's across the world. People want to eat tasty. And if you really want to make healthy living, better living, sustainable, you have to be taste first. Mm. So we talk about unjunking a lot, but a lot of iterations happen to ensure that the taste is up to the mark. Mm. So I can't tell you the thousands of cookies that I have personally eaten before we launched the nutty cookies, because we want to nail the product. And people just love the taste of the product. And a lot of people who are buying it, they just buy because they love the taste, which is, I think, one of our like biggest achievement, that we are not sounding like a healthy, boring brand. It's a playful, tasty brand, which is also unjunked for you. So that is something which is extremely critical. What we also do, Ashutosh, that, you know, we launch at an unprecedented pace, you know, 10 categories in less than 2 years. We keep hearing back from the consumers because we are a D2C brand, and we keep creating the product, and we keep improving as well post the launch, so that, you know, we understand from different corners of the country what is the feedback, and ensuring that it's up to the mark of the expectation. Mm-hmm. So that's the simple equation. Make it tasty, number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, ensure you're replacing the junk with the unjunk ingredient like nuts, super grains. And number three, Ashutosh, one thing is, we only play in deep categories. Mm-hmm. My biggest learning in India is that, you know, we don't want to create a niche brand for a certain family in Bombay, Bangalore, or Delhi. Mm-hmm. I want to create a brand which stands for unjunk snacking for every family of this country, mm-hmm. which resonates with a mother in Bombay, but also a mother in Bharatpur, where I grew up. Mm-hmm. So the categories that we operate in are very accessible, very affordable to all the families. That has been a North Star. So these are the three things that we always think about as we're expanding our categories.
Fascinating. And, you know, you've been a marketing person in your career before you became an entrepreneur. My next question to you, Hana, is that what goes into building a strong food brand like what you're doing?
So, I think it's very simple. I think, you know, you're discussing about Procter & Gamble. I think this is a term which was coined by Procter & Gamble, which is FMOT and SMOT, the first moment of truth and the second moment of truth. So I think this is already out there. So a lot of people have seen this literature. So I wouldn't repeat the same thing. I think everyone knows that SMOT is when you're tasting the product, FMOT is the packaging when you see the product for the first time. That has to be there. But what I have realized, Ashutosh, one recipe which is extremely critical in today's world is authenticity, mm-hmm. and brand purpose. of consumer brands. And what I've realized that, you know, consumers are very well aware about what is your purpose, what is your story. And I'll give you an example. I recently posted something on LinkedIn and Twitter about our purpose, why we exist. And that post got 2 million views just on LinkedIn. And the reason was because people so authentically, like, found us very authentic, found our story very, very inspiring. And that also is extremely important to ensure that we are living up to that every single day. You know, there are a lot of brands who want to talk about women empowerment. We don't want to just talk about it. We want to ensure that we are doing something about it. So just to give you an example that, you know, our mission is very clear. We want to unjunk snacking for every Indian family. How we do it is also very special. We want to do it, which is a very core part of our purpose, is bringing more women onto this journey. So we are proudly a women-led brand. In fact, 75% of the C-level leadership team is women. And women from like HBS and IIT, very, very purpose-driven. Products are manufactured by women in our factories because, you know, we believe that if you really want to empower women, make them financially independent. Open Secret Mother Program, where these mothers sell our products and they get a revenue share out of it. So when we say that we want to bring women onto this journey, it's not just lip service. We want to make a difference. And when consumers see us and see the kind of building of the brand that we are doing, they resonate with it. And I think this authenticity, this purpose is something which is extremely critical in today's world, which is resonating with a lot of consumers.
Fascinating. And, you know, I was also speaking to, or I have been speaking to, several young mothers on my program. One concern that they always talk about is the nutrition challenge for children. When I say children, not very young, but I mean young children, teenagers, etc. What are some of the nutrition challenges we face in our country?
So, Ashutosh, I think, you know, one thing which, of course, we have realized that everyone is snacking more than ever. There are 4 or 5 snacking moments during the day. Again, I will say that our meals are pretty good. It's where the snacking has happened, is where the junk has entered. And unfortunately, Ashutosh, India has been a very supply constrained market. Families did not have access to better options, right? They were only tasty and unhealthy options. They were not an option where it was tasty as well as better for the kids as well. I think now what we have realized that you don't have to compromise on food, right? Now, just to give you an example, we have a brownie. We love to eat a brownie, but we have a brownie again with no maida. We have brownie with no refined sugar. We have made it with jaggery. So that, I mean, a kid would want to have these kind of sweet cravings.
Right.
Don't want them to miss their childhood. But give them a better product versus giving them a junk product. So that is one thing that we're doing. The second thing is, of course, you know, a lot of mothers came and said that I want my kids to eat nuts, but they just won't eat nuts because it's so boring. What we did was we made our nuts very tasty. So we have like caramel sea salt. And this, again, caramel, we made it with jaggery, not with refined sugar. We added prebiotics and probiotics. So the combination is what mothers want is nutrition. What kids want is taste, and how you can marry both by ensuring that you are doing these unjunking things. So that's been the main North Star again for us, Ashutosh, but you're absolutely right that has been a supply constrained market.
And do you also see a trend towards moving to vegan products a lot?
So it's a trend, I would say, not a mainstream trend so far. Because if you think about in India, the milk and dairy is such a household phenomenon. But I know a lot of people who are turning vegan. And again, you know, with us, it's not about that this is right or this is wrong. Again, this is, you know what is best for you. But it's not a mainstream trend. And what we really want to do is just go after the mainstream categories and first make products accessible in those categories first.
My next question to you, Hana, is that the snacking market is very, very crowded. How is Open Secret differentiating itself in this very crowded market?
You know, actually, I've gotten this question multiple times, Ashutosh. I think if I have to define the snacking market, right, there are two areas where there's a lot of innovation which is happening. And I'll tell you how our positioning is slightly different.
Mm-hmm.
On one hand, there are all these incumbent brands which are present in cookies and chocolates and cakes and chips and all of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they are focusing on kids. That you run an ad on TV, let the kid pester the parents to buy these junk products. So this is where the entire $15 billion category is sitting. On the other extreme, there are a lot of good work which is happening, a lot of innovation in food, which is targeting like the working professionals or the gym goers or the health and fitness people.
Mm-hmm.
What about the families where the majority of the snacking is happening?
Mm-hmm.
I have to ask you, an unjunking snacking brand for families, that positioning is a wide space. So we are not focusing on like the gym goers or the fitness seekers. We want the people who've been eating this junk. We want to move them in the middle, where especially, you know, the families who want to have great tasting and unjunk version of the products, that's what we are going after. I think that's what differentiates us from the incumbent brands, as well as all the new niche trends, new categories which are getting created.
Mm. Very interesting. Coming back to now, reaching out to the consumer, one of the biggest challenges every brand faces is how do you communicate all your brand attributes to your potential consumers? And in today's world, it's all social media and the digital ecosystem. You just mentioned one of your posts got 2 million views on LinkedIn. How are you using the digital ecosystem and social media to communicate your message of Open Secret?
I think, of course, see, again, how social media can enable a brand like us, it's pretty straightforward that, you know, the biggest barrier which used to be earlier was that the TV was the only solution, right? And you need a minimum budget of 3 to 4 crores in media marketing to run a TV ad. Right. And then if you don't have the right distribution, the entire marketing is a waste.
Mm.
What digital and social media has enabled you to be very focused on who your core consumers are, also very focused among the channels where the distribution is present. So there is no spillover or there is no wastage which is happening. So I think that concept is pretty established. What the other thing that I would highlight is what social media has enabled, a two-way communication.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier TV pe aapne ad dekha, jingle dekha, it was like a one-way communication. And now, as I was saying, that you know, we launch a product, people are also reacting to it. People are also coming up with recommendations. Like all the new products that we have launched, I did not have these ideas when I started the company. It only came because of the two-way communication and people came back to us. This is what you should be doing. This is what you should be launching. Can you make this product by changing X, Y, Z? I think this two-way communication is making a lot of difference and people feel that they're also invested in our journey.
Mm. Very interesting. You're also, when I was reading about you, you're also manufacturing yourself. And that's another question I had, because most brands seem to be outsourcing manufacturing. You seem to have brought it in-house. Why have you done that?
That's a great question, Ashutosh. And I'll tell you, you know, it was me and my co-founder. When we were looking for manufacturing partners, we had the same idea that, you know, this is not our core. Let us find a partner.
Mm.
And let's ask them to manufacture these products for us. So we visited a lot of sites in Bhiwandi, Mumbai. And I was very clear that I wanted to employ women on the shop floor.
Mm-hmm.
And when I visited these places, see, the big players, we were not at a scale where they would give us attention, right?
Correct.
So we had to only go, the small players were opening the doors for us. And we went there, the toilets were so shabby. And I was like, how can women work in these places? It didn't seem like a workable condition.
Mm.
And the quality was not up to the mark. If we are selling to families, wanted to have utmost quality, and that these, because of these two reasons, we said, okay, this is a complicated problem, but we want to do it right. So that's the reason we started absolutely all the new products in-house, so that we can ensure the quality is at the level where we would want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And second, giving good working conditions for women with basic hygiene. That should be otherwise it was a deal breaker for us.
Amazing. And you manufacture all your products in-house now?
So I think now what we are doing, Ashutosh, majority of our manufacturing is happening in-house.
Mm-hmm.
Given that the scale at which we have reached in 2 years, now the big CMs who were not the contract manufacturers for whom we were too small, I think now we are big enough for them. And as we are scaling, we're going to partner with them for a scaled up categories.
Very interesting. So Ahana, I have time for one more question. And this is for the many, many people who will listen to our conversation. What would you say are three key points you would like our viewers and listeners to take away? Some of them could be budding entrepreneurs from our conversation.
I would say the first thing is purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized, Ashutosh, that the entrepreneurship journey is a journey with a lot of highs and lows.
Mm-hmm.
It's a roller coaster ride. And I think one thing which I have realized on my journey that purpose could be the light during the darkest times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially in the last year, a lot of families, like I had a huge personal loss as well. It was devastating. And the only way I could get up every morning and do what I'm doing is because I knew that we are building something for a bigger purpose, bigger purpose which is much bigger than me or just one individual. Mm. So I do feel that when you are building something, have a bigger purpose in place. I think that's number one.
Mm.
The number two, I would also request, you know, a lot of listeners, I'm assuming, would be privileged folks like me.
Mm-hmm.
Always think about, you know, the kind of education I got. I don't know any other girl in Bharatpur who got an opportunity to go to IIT and to go to education.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel that people like us who got these seats in the best institutes of the world,
mm-hmm.
We should take giving back as a responsibility and not as a choice.
Okay. Because
if we can't make a difference, who else? Mm-hmm. And I remember, you know, I lost my mother last year during the second wave of COVID. And I had gone back to my hometown. And I just went to the old house where we used to live. And there was this girl, she was sitting outside and making food. And it just broke my heart that there's so much work needs to be done.
Mm.
Much, and especially a women leader like me, we need to ensure we are bringing more women onto this journey.
Absolutely.
And the second thing is, what can we do to make a difference?
Mm.
I think that's that will be the second thing.
Mm.
And the third, Ashutosh, I would highlight is learning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every 3 months we are becoming a new company.
Mm.
Because we are growing so fast. And learning has been a constant mantra
right.
on my journey. You know, coming from Bharatpur to IIT Bombay, I knew nothing. I didn't know the language. I didn't know how to think. And it was a completely like a transformational journey. When I went to HBS, it was my first trip to US. Didn't know anything about the culture. And then, you know, like learned a lot over there. So as an individual, I keep pushing myself. How can I be a better version of myself every single day? And I think that desire is extremely critical.
Amazing. You know, have a bigger purpose, give back. Giving back is a responsibility, and learning constantly is a mantra. On that note, Ahana, thank you so much for speaking to me. Thank you for talking to me about Open Secret and your absolutely incredible journey. And while I know that you are unjunking favorite snacks, I think what I'm taking away is the amazing amount of work you are doing to empower so many women. I think that's something which is absolutely incredible. I have never seen or never heard a combination of empowering women in a commercially run on enterprise. Everyone talks, you know, DEI, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I can see that you are actually living your own purpose. Thank you again for speaking to me, and good luck.
Thank you so much, Ashutosh. It was wonderful speaking to you.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website www.tbcy.in to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.